From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The FBI is warning that terrorists may be planning to use tourist helicopters and limousines in future attacks in the U.S. On Friday, the FBI sent two bulletins to police and local law enforcement agencies, urging them to be vigilant. Government officials say the warning is linked to what they call a treasure trove of intelligence recently found on a laptop in Pakistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins us. And Mary Louise, specifically, what's the concern about limousines and helicopters?
The concern about limousines is all about the concern about car bombs. U.S. officials have said their biggest concern at this point has to do with car bombs. And if you're interested in building a car bomb, then a limousine is a very good option. It has a lot of space, therefore a lot of room for explosives. It has tinted windows, so it's difficult for security guards to monitor what's going on inside. And perhaps it has a certain aura of prestige and maybe granted access to areas that an average rental car wouldn't be. In terms of helicopters, the FBI is saying they're concerned. They're very maneuverable, obviously, and they can fly at low altitudes, and therefore they may be an ideal weapon for someone interested in attacking U.S. cities.
All of that sounds like very general information that could come in a warning at any time. Why now, and how specific is any threat that's seen from those vehicles?
It doesn't appear to be a particularly specific threat, and that is the comforting news. This is, as you said, linked to the documents recovered in Pakistan. There was apparently some information in there about helipads that may have been monitored. But a note of caution, as we know, a lot of that intelligence that was recovered in Pakistan is several years old. If this is based on that intelligence, then it would also be several years old. Doesn't mean it's not valid and that we shouldn't be concerned about it, but it doesn't suggest any sort of imminent plot. And that is what a law enforcement official confirmed to me today, that they have no evidence that this is a specific plot.
Let's turn overseas for a minute. There have been a lot of arrests reported in the last couple of weeks, and the latest one of interest, I understand, was in the United Arab Emirates. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, in Dubai, actually. The name to keep track of here is Qari Saifallah Akhtar. He was captured in Dubai. He has apparently since been sent to Pakistan for interrogations. And we're told this is a very important character who U.S. officials are interested in questioning. A White House official over the weekend said he is wanted in connection with assassination attempts on Pakistan's president, Pervez Musharraf, and that also he used to run a terror training camp just south of Kabul in Afghanistan. I should add that there is no suggestion at this point that Akhtar played any role in this other story about surveilling U.S. buildings.
This arrest and other like it seem to indicate that there's been a fair amount of cooperation with U.S. allies as they try to untangle possible plots.
That's right. I understand
that there may be some tensions that are emerging. What can you tell us about that?
I think that's fair. The biggest complaint I have heard is that Pakistani and some British officials are a bit annoyed with their U.S. counterparts. The problem appears to be that U.S. officials leaked a name to the U.S. press. The name was Muhammad Naeem Noor Khan. He was detained in Pakistan last month. Pakistani officials say that he was actually helping them, that he was sending coded emails to al-Qaeda members, and that they were able to track some of them down. If that's the case, then making his name public obviously blew that operation. U.S. officials not really wanting to comment on this. But several former intelligence officials I've spoken to say not the case, that his name coming out was not significant, has not compromised intelligence investigations underway.
Okay, Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.